Samuel Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Things happen over the weekend that you're probably not familiar with, so I will get you a little update you, hopefully. In Russia, there's a political philosopher, Alexander Dugin. His daughter was murdered in a bombing, I think about 6 months ago, and he is one of the most prominent, if not presently, the most prominent philosopher in Russia. He stated, "The West has forested the creeping Nazification of the Ukraine in order to make its people hostile to Russia." Absolutely true. The West supported radicals in Kiev, despite cracking down on similar groups at home. And we don't crack down on groups in this country. I just read over the weekend, you know, like what happened in Seattle and Portland with the riots here 3 years ago. We didn't crack down. And now in Portland, you have two big Walmarts that are closing down. They said it because the logistics of staying in business is just, they're not making any money. Well, how are you going to make money when people walk in, steal what they want, and walk out, and you can't do anything? You can't prosecute them. You can't call the authorities. They just walk in. They're sleeping, homeless everywhere, drugs. And then on top of drugs, there's more drugs. And on top of the drugs and the drugs, there's even more drugs. And it's a disaster. And here in Denver, you have an individual that's running for the mayor of Denver. And he's saying that he has solutions to the homeless problem in Denver. Oh, he does, with your money. Oh, he does, but it's not going to stop the drug problem. It's just going to give those that are, you know, that can't get off the drugs, another drug to get them off the drugs that they can't get off of. And who is going to pay for this? He has a solution. Well, the solution comes with your money. Are the police going to be able to do anything to stop the drug use, targeting those who are bringing the drugs in, manufacturing the drugs, stop the supply lines coming through Mexico and elsewhere? I don't think so. So anyhow, Dugin says that we in the West don't crack down on similar groups at home. They destroy any kind of nationalism on their own territories. This is what's happening here. But in Ukraine, on the other hand, they make it flourish. In the end, a Nazi paradise has been created in Ukraine. This is true. And there is a Nazi paradise also being created in America and in some of the European nations. It's a religion. It is a religion of death. And many people have bought into it. I would say that to a degree, you could call Bill Gates of Hell a Nazi, Joe, not the President Biden, in a sense, in the philosophy of maybe a Nazi. Why is the U.S. government? Why did we protect the Nazis in World War II? And not the German people. I'm not talking about the German people. The German people are a great people, a brilliant people. They will always be brilliant. They'll always be a great people. But within that society, in that race, in that lineage, you're going to have the criminals. Just like within the Hispanic community, you have those that are wonderful people, wonderful. They don't even have to be wealthy. Then you have the criminals within the black society, within the black race. This is what the Bible makes very clear. In all of the races, you have the criminals and those who have dignity within the races. In China, with the Chinese people, I used to work with Chinese people. I know Chinese people. Wonderful people. Wonderful. Japanese. Wonderful. But then you have the criminal element. I know people that are wealthy that are criminals. I know others that are wealthy that are the cream, the salt of the earth. I know men, a lot of friends that are men. There are those that are criminals that I avoid, like the plague, like the COVID-19 or the jab. I avoid them at all costs. There are women that I know that are criminals that I avoid them also. But then there are the women that I know that are wonderful people and friends that are wonderful people, come from all races, black, Jewish, Asian. We're in the midst of the biggest disaster in mankind's history, the breakdown of the societies of the world by the wicked. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Well, I'm tired of my business, that is no business at all.
Mr. Dugan goes on to say that, and I remember reading this over a year and a half ago and presenting it on this program, that the United States and the Western allies were the only countries in the world to vote against the United Nations resolution condemning Nazism. This did happen. Why? American people don't know history. And the history they know is incorrect, inaccurate. After World War II, Operation Paperclip, we bring in a mass, 1,200 plus individuals, you know, intellectuals in every field. You don't kill, and you don't eliminate these type of people. You always take them captive, and you put them to work. Well, not only did they put them to work in this country, they gave them a salary, places to live, and they hid them. They hid their identities so the people in this country would not know who they were. They were put on a witness protection program, and they brought into this nation a religion, and that religion is alive. It is well. The German Adolf Hitler and his plan to rule the world didn't end in World War II after the war. It didn't. It was protected by the Vatican, by England, by France, by America, the nation of Argentina, Brazil. These individuals that didn't come to America ended up in South America, all over the world. Intellectual property. You protect intellectual property. But there's another side to it that most people don't grasp. You, the people in this country that were in high positions in the occult, just like Freemasons. If you're a Freemason and you're a judge, and a criminal who is a Freemason comes in to your courtroom, you're sworn to protect that individual. This is Freemasonry. This is why many people join Freemasonry. Because when you join, if you own a business, your Masonic friends and their companies are going to do business with you because you're one of the brotherhood. And I use Freemasonry as an example because it is understood, it is one of the societies that really has picked up the patterns from other more secret societies, the societies that are less known, like the Jesuits. Now, these societies, they're in a sense at war with each other to a degree. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So you bring these individuals into this country, and because they're a brotherhood, you protect them. But again, a sinister aspect of what happened when the Nazis came in, or the criminals, is that those individuals in this society that were part of the secret covens, societies, whatever you want to call them, they're sworn and they will protect these individuals because they're part of a family, an occult family. So this is why they were brought into this country, because at the very top, there were men in positions of power in the military, in the intelligence agencies, that wanted these individuals in this country. The War Department, the military-industrial complex, they wanted these people in. And then, as a nation, we needed the best scientists, Wernher von Braun, to run our space program. Because these Germans were advanced in many, many ways. So Russia they're fighting Adolf Hitler revived, resurrected from the grave. That's what they're up against. Russia doesn't have a choice. Russia would like to have some form of armament, dialogue, treaty. There will not be anything of that nature. The New World Order will not allow it. The rulers of the world will not allow it. Russia is in their way. As long as Russia as a nation is existing, they cannot bring in perfectly their plan to rule the world. American people, they pick sides like football teams. Let's say somebody doesn't know anything about football. They like the game, but they don't know anything about the teams. The Super Bowl comes, and they don't know who to root for. But you hear people that are talking for a certain about a certain team. Okay, I'll vote for that team. I'll root for that team. Most people in this country, Russia has always been to a great degree. No, it's always been an enemy of the United States. And when Russia was a communist, it was definitely an enemy to the world. But now, things have changed in Russia. Russia is not seeking to own the world. It is seeking to bring in a system different from an alternative to a unipolar world. This is the sin of Russia. This is why the European nations, the Western nations, Five Eyes nations, are at war with Russia. It has nothing to do with Russia being a threat to Ukraine. That is not the story. It's a threat. Russia is an enemy because it is interfering with the New World Order. China is an enemy. China at one time was going to be a big player in the coming New World Order, but that plan has changed. So Russia and China presently are working together against the New World Order of the West. There's a China Foreign Ministry spokesman, Mao Ning. And this on Saturday, he said calling China a nuclear threat is a convenient pretext for the United States to expand its own nuclear arsenal and keep its military hegemony. It is the U.S. who is the primary source of the nuclear threat in the world. As much as we may not like China, we still have to glean the truth from these other nations. Who has the big bat? Not China. They have a bat, but it's not the big bat. Russia, they also have a bat, but not a big bat. Well, yet two big bats or two medium-sized bats against one nation that has the big bat. And Russia is doing very well. Her economy is blowing up. She's buying goods from all over the world. There was a ambassador, Igor Morgulov, and he's an ambassador to China. And he said, "We welcome the surge of Chinese exports to Russia, primarily of machinery and sophisticated types of goods, with which our Chinese friends are filling the niches vacated by the withdrawal of Western companies from the Russian market. Many American and Western nation companies bailed." Why? Because Empire told them, "Bail or we're going to sanction you." And they bailed. Continuing, "These include computers, cell phones, and cars. You can see more and more Chinese cars on our streets. So I see good prospects for the growth of China exports to Russia. I can also say that the Russian food products are in great demand among the Chinese." Borscht? I don't even know of another Russian. What's a Russian food? What do they eat? Never thought of that. I got to talk to Cactus about that. Okay, this is truly gratifying. I'm sure Russia could supply a lot more agricultural products, including oil-bearing plants, grain, meat, fishery products, and many others. And then there was a Bloomberg Billionaires Index. They said the collective net worth of Russia's wealthiest people has jumped by $10.4 billion since the beginning of this year in just 3 months, despite unprecedented Western sanctions imposed on the country's businessmen. Russia is fighting a new world order, is fighting the globalist West, is fighting, I'll tell you who they're fighting. They're fighting all of the policies of beginning with before Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan destroyed Russia's economy at the end of his term. He literally destroyed it. He broke their economy, but they came back. Because Russia's in the Bible in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Don't doubt me. Just think, remember, this is my interpretation of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. The Bible says it's going to happen. The Bible says Russia is going to be great, is going to be mighty, is going to be a force that's going to be unstoppable. America can't stop it at some point. Nobody can stop a Russia in what has been ordained in her destiny. She is going to be great. America would like to destroy her, the globalist West, the NATO nations, all the European nations. The Bible says Russia will get stronger economically, militarily, and politically, and also with in the areas of diplomatic relations with other nations, because Russia has an appointment, and that appointment is with other nations joining together to move into the vicinity of present-day Israel. That is Russia's destiny. America's not going to stop it. Joe, not the President Biden, is not going to stop it. Barack, the hidden individual in his basement with his stuff, he is not going to stop Russia. And it is his campaign. This isn't Biden's. See, you see, Obama has a group of people around him, women. Susan Rice, she's very powerful. This Victoria Nuland, another, I would say, in my opinion, witches. And then Valerie Jarrett, witches, in my opinion, in my view, in my study. You can look at these individuals. They are definitely not, they're human. I guess you could say they're human. But this is a cadre of powerful people around Barack Obama. And he's been running this whole show from the time that he left office through senior executive services. He appointed these people that cannot be fired. And the ones that Trump did fire, these people are just not in positions any longer, but they're getting their full retirement. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll take a break. Time out. Halftime.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey JaQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey JaQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hurricanes are blowing. So, now, there's a, there's a time for all things under heaven. There's a time to build up. There's a time to tear down. And one thing I remember is during the Biden campaign, during his run for president, Barack Obama spoke on his behalf. And I'll tell you what, poor Joe, he was just in the background dazed. He didn't know what was going on. But if I remember correctly, behind Barry Satoru was the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, I think it was, the Constitution behind him. And in the red, it said rewriting the Constitution, which was really odd, rewriting the Constitution. So from the time that Donald Trump took office, and all of the evidence is coming out that from the very beginning, even before Trump began his run for office, already there was a plan by, it was a continuity of government, agencies, NGOs, corporations, the military, intelligence agencies, etc., planning, should Trump win, how to destroy him, how to keep him from doing anything to interfere with their objectives. And I was going back to starting with Jimmy Carter, but I'll hold that thought for just a second. Now, rewriting the Constitution. What does this mean? Well, it says in the Bible that there's a time to tear down and a time to build up. Well, the children of the devil, they use Scripture on their behalf. So you tear down the Constitution, and then like what was written behind Barry, Satoru, is rebuilding. So he tears down the Constitution, which he's been doing even while he was in office. His attacks on the Christian community is unparalleled. And then you rebuild something new. What is being rebuilt? To rebuild what is coming, remember the term build back better? This applies to the Constitution. They have the teardown of the laws of the land in the plan. Tear down the Constitution and then replace it with something better. Not better for the people of the country, but better for the Luciferian agenda. Rewriting the Constitution. There's a time to tear down and a time to build up. That's what they're building up. A whole new Constitution. The Constitution as we know it barely has any breath. As I've mentioned to the audience for the last 4 years, the Constitution is in the Bible, and eventually the Constitution will be completely destroyed. It will be powerless. As George Bush Jr. stated, it's just a GD piece of paper. I'm quoting him. And this is exactly what all of the globalists in this country believe. Barry Satoru and one of the powerful witches around him, I believe, Valerie Jarrett, another of the group, Susan Rice, and they always pick women that are powerful. Now, you know that Jarrett has always been around Obama. And many believe, and I do too, that Valerie Jarrett is really his controlling witch. She's the one that controls him. She's the one that makes sure that whenever the stars line up, the planets are in perfect harmony. And like there was a time when I remember Obama saying that they asked him the question, I forget who, you know, how did they phrase it? The response was this: I would prefer to sit in my basement with my stuff and have a microphone in somebody's ear and I just tell them what to do. Well, somebody has a microphone in his ear, and it's all the people around the president that is the imposter president that we have. And during Obama's administration, the same individual was taking orders because he had a earpiece in, taking orders from the president, along with Rice and all these others. Now, with going back to Russia, oh no, going back to Jimmy Carter. With Carter, there was always a plan in mind to eventually destroy Russia. And with Carter, with Reagan, Reagan pretty much destroyed Russia. George Sr., there was a continued attack on Russia in one way or the other. Russia was having to back Syria from America's hegemonic plans in the Middle East. Then with Bill Clinton, Bill basically through all of his cronies just about bought everything valuable in Russia, again trying to destroy Russia. It didn't work. Then with George Jr., the plan, the globalist plan continued, and then with Obama, through Victoria Nuland, the stage was being set in Ukraine for the war in which Russia is engaged in right now. Russia didn't have a choice. Russia couldn't allow Empire to put missiles along the eastern border in Ukraine. Russia's fighting for her life, and it's taking the whole world to try to destroy Russia. Well, not the whole world, just the Western society, just the nations tied into America. But here's what's happening with the European nations economically. This is out of Bloomberg News. Bankruptcies in Sweden soared for the seventh consecutive month in February. The economies of Europe are being destroyed. Germany. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founders' design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement? Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics. We have a seminar on March 11th, noon sharp, at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room. It's located at 7 Park Avenue, Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Get the automotive dealership you deserve and explore the world with Off-Road Automotive. Our family-owned and operated dealership has been serving happy customers for 4 years. This weekend at Off-Road Automotive, we are having an auction pricing sale March 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Majority of vehicles will be listed for sale. On-site food will be available. Please come visit us at 1392 Denver Avenue, Fort Lupton, Colorado, 303-502-3230.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
the world is going to get it together, but not right now, in the future. So I'll continue with, before I continue, for those that have supported me here on Present Truth, I forget to give you an opportunity to support me, because this is kind of an expensive hour. And if you want to support me, send whatever, make sure it doesn't blow up. I don't, you know, if it, somebody could get hurt, me. So, but anything else, just make out whatever to Rick Rodriguez or note Rick Rodriguez here at KHNC, P.O. Box 104, 2 South Perry, well, actually, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado. Don't send it to South Parish, because I have to pick this up at the mailbox. Too much mail. So just send it to P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And thank you. Some have supported me, and I try to call you, but you don't take calls. So I'm going to have to write letter or notes. So going back to Bill Clinton, during the Clinton administration, Russia was being sold, pieced out to the wealthy of America, the wealthy of the world, to the criminals in Russia. But that failed too. And then along came Vladimir Putin. This man has always been a good student. And he learned, he was in our equivalent to the CIA, to intelligence. This man didn't forget a thing. He is one of the, in the world that he is in, he is one of the top five internationally. You don't have to believe me. I've studied the things that he has done. And you don't do these things unless you can look into the future, see into the future, and make decisions. And most of all, know what your enemy is going to do, like playing chess. You know your enemy, and you know the strategies of your enemy, and you know what they're going to do, and you've already prepared ahead of time. He knew that America would have to make the chess move to put nukes in eastern Ukraine. He knew it. He was waiting for it. And just like I read last week, just before that, he got together. He was with the Chinese. They had a get-together before the Winter Olympics. And they began to discuss these two nations working together. And they would work together jointly against the globalist West. And they would give the other nations of the world an alternative financially, an alternative, you know, with their energy, oil, gas, things of this nature, with trading. And they gave the world and have given the world an alternative. This was strategy on Putin's part. He was always knowledgeable about what the West was going to do. And here's one thing that he did. I can tell you, I know, without knowing what I'm going to present to you, he would not have made the moves that he made. He has watched one group of people, and he's always watched what they have done and how they have done it. Since 1902, he studied Pilgrim Society. This one society is the heart of the multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva. London and New York. He watched the Rockefellers tied into London or into Pilgrim Society in the early last century and their strategies. He studied the First World War and Pilgrim Society's involvement, the takeover of RCA, Motorola, and all of the ways of the ways to communicate through radio, all of it. How they control to this very day, they control through their equivalent of the senior executive services. We have senior executive services in this country. London, they have what is called Serco. And Serco basically runs our FAA, Federal Aviation Agency, our Navy, They are involved in so many American, in the government in this country. He studied all of this, and he understands their move. And he knew their move with this global agenda had to include a new digital system. He watched it. He was aware of it. And he knew, play along with the game. At the last second, you invade Ukraine, and they will throw you out. He goes into Ukraine, didn't invade, I shouldn't use that word. He was forced to go in to stop the momentum of the Nazis and this religion, and it's a religion. He had to stop the Nazi, the occult religion of Nazism in Ukraine. And he won't be able to fully, but he's halted it for a while. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I'll finish out by just trying to condense. There's the Pilgrim Society, and there was a group. I don't have the document before me. They have been looking at which secret society is most involved in controlling the world. And they found that it was the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, these individuals, are what they in the documentation called the WASPs, White Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Now, they're not Protestants. They're not religious. Now, they took the philosophies of Cecil Rhodes, eugenics, culling the nations of the world, destroying the black people, and all the people of the world, and including the German people and the Swedish and all the white races that won't go along with their agenda, even in this country. It is Pilgrim Society that is demonizing the white people of this country. And their strategy is to elevate all of the races and to demonize the white race. And the American people are falling for it. They're buying into it. This is a plan of Pilgrim Society. But the German people, all the white people, noble people, like I stated at the beginning of the program. I have German friends that are the finest people, brilliant. Went to school with an individual that was probably the most brilliant German in probably 5 or 6 classes, 3 years prior to, 3 years after we graduated. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. The best student I've ever seen. I remember sitting in history class with him, and we're tapping our, you know, pencil on the table, and we're looking at girls and looking out the window and playing with the Venetian blinds and waiting, looking at the clock. And this individual had his eyes focused, taking notes. While he's watching, he's writing. Brilliant German. So the finest people are white people. And the white people are being demonized. Hispanics, the finest people. But it's the Hispanics that have been brought into through poverty, into the drug world. They cannot escape. The Hispanics in Mexico, Central and South America are dying because other Hispanics or Latin American individuals are murdering them if they don't go along with the program. I have a friend that I used to work with that came up from south of El Paso, and he came up as a young man, 22 years old, of age, to get away from selling drugs down there. This was 15 years ago. And he came up here, and he was hiding. Well, eventually, he contacted his mother. The gangs told the mother, you tell him to come back down here, or your family members are going to start to die. And this poor kid had to go back to sell drugs for the cartel. This is a messed up world, but this is the way it is. For today, Rick Rodriguez, ending the program, 1360khnc.com for podcast of the present truth. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't have anything else to talk about, but we'll see what happens. See you tomorrow.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland,